Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong man. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love? Hello, everyone. Good evening. My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight and your DJ of love. You are listening to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romance. And every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So I hope you guys have all had a very beautiful weekend. We have a very special guest on the show with us tonight. Her name is LV, and she has done some pretty cool things with her music, so I'm really excited to interview her and, you know, talk more about where she's going in her career and her experiences in getting her songs on some different shows. You guys might have heard of The Real L Word. That was a pretty cool show, and she has had a song on that, and she has all sorts of cool stuff. She has just had a song, Dominoes, out, which is great, so we are going to have so much fun talking to her about her stuff. And I'm going to welcome her onto the show with a really cool song that she has, one of my favorites of hers. And this one is called Butterfly Effect. So I hope you guys all enjoy it, and we'll be right back.
Taking off the gloves inside this tug of war. And if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't do it like I did it before. And I hold these words, 'cause I never said I was stone.
Oh,
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart. That was Butterfly Effect by LV, and she is on the line with us right now. So, Elle, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing so good. I'm really excited to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for the invite. Appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. What can you tell us about the Butterfly Effect song, you know, how you wrote it, what it means to you?
Oh, my gosh, that's a special one. I wrote that it can be about a lot of different things, but I wrote it kind of specifically about troubled people who couldn't really do the things or just didn't do the things that they wanted to do because, you know, whatever was holding them back, whether it's, you know, depression or alcoholism or just not believing in themselves and, you know, kind of like wishing you could have done it differently in your life, like when you're older and you're sitting alone and thinking about it, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of where it came from. And it's kind of, when I wrote it, it was mainly about, you know, I have alcoholism in my family, and, you know, I was sitting and wondering to myself if they ever, you know, have moments where they're like, I wish I could have done it different, you know what I mean, when they're sober, you know, so that inspired that and just kind of poured out, and I wrote that with Stefan Skarbek, who is an absolutely phenomenal writer and producer, and it was just such a great session. So,
that is awesome. So, tell us a little bit about how getting signed at such a young age. For everybody that doesn't know, she's been signed at 15. So, how do you feel getting signed at such a young age has influenced your career and, you know, how you see the industry?
Well, it started when I was at a convention and I played a song on a listening panel, and L.A. Reid was one of the people that was on the listening panel, and they heard it, and two different publishing companies came up to us, me and my father, and they wanted to sign me. So I picked one and I signed with them. And at first I didn't even know what a publishing deal was. I was, you know, really young. I was still, and I was like, oh my gosh, you want to buy my music? So I signed the publishing deal, and I would take trips to LA from Chicago, because Chicago is where I'm from. And, you know, it was just really, really great because I had only written on the piano by myself up until that point. But then I started taking trips to LA and writing with various producers and working on all different kinds of genres of music and with people who had way more experience than me. And I've learned so much. Co-writing is great. You know, I've learned so much about my vocals just by being in sessions with people, and I've learned tons about the industry. I mean, it's a tough business. But it's really great because being signed at 15 made me really believe in myself. Like, because if people are willing to, you know, pay me for it, I'm like, okay, then I'm doing something right. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Oh,
that is so cool. Well, you have music in a lot of shows right now that people will know. So there's the Bad Girls Club, which is on right now, which is cool. You've had a song in there. You've done music for The Hills, CSI, Showtime, HBO, all that, like so much stuff. What can you tell us about, you know, getting your music in these major shows and how it affects you?
Well, it's funny. Just recently, I had a song that was in Dance Moms, which is a Lifetime, I believe, program. And I didn't even know until my cousin, she texted me. She's like, "Oh my gosh, your song is playing on Dance Moms!" And I'm just like, "Really? I didn't know." So I was like, "Wow!" But it made me really happy. And anytime my music has been on any major TV shows, obviously very, very happy that it's getting out there and people are listening, and I'm always looking for a great reaction, hopefully, you know, so it's a good chance to get it out there and get people to hear it, you know, cool, the different scenes they put it in, and it's just a cool experience, for sure.
Oh, that's so cool. Who are some of your musical influences?
Okay, so I have a lot, but my main musical influence would definitely be Coldplay. I like a lot of British bands, but like I said, I like everything. So, but definitely Coldplay, 13 Senses. I love Paramore. I love Hailstorm. So a lot of
you
kind of
look like the girl of Paramore a little with your red hair. You know?
That's awesome. That's awesome. She's great. She's really great. Hailey is amazing. So if anybody says anything, I'm like her at all. I am down for that compliment. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. No, your modeling pictures are so cool.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. How do you balance your music career with your modeling?
Well, you know, I didn't really, I mean, I would just kind of do modeling stuff for fun. I haven't really done that for a little while, but I feel like, you know, if you're in the industry, you have to update your pictures. And so I would do some shoots with, you know, various photographers, whether they're building their portfolio or they just wanted to shoot me for whatever reason. It's a fun thing to do shoots. So I'm totally down for the shoots. Mm-hmm. But I don't really do it as a career. I would say I really just do songwriting and singing and all that stuff.
That's awesome. So we're going to play Dominoes now for everybody listening. This song has actually started to become, it seems like this is one of the ones that you're releasing on your website. It seems like this is one that you people are talking about a lot. What can you tell us about?
That's the one that was on Dance Moms recently. And a lot of people, it was a really cute episode. The girls did a routine to the song. And the whole, pretty much that whole episode was kind of like related to the song, and she was quoting my lyrics during rehearsal, their instructor, and it was really cool. So I'm getting a pretty good reaction from it. I'm so happy. There's this one couple that actually made a YouTube cover of it, and I was just so flattered by that. Like, I was like, wow, that's really awesome. Thank you. So yeah, it's doing good. Hopefully, you know, it keeps getting out there, and hopefully everybody likes it.
Oh, that's so cool. All right, well, everybody, this is Dominoes, in case you guys haven't heard it. And if you have, you guys feel free to jam along. And we are going to be back with more interview from Elle in just a minute after this. So we'll be right back.
Caught our eyes, the holy water.
that was Dominoes by LV. And we are going to go to a short commercial break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. As the seasons change, it's important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauren.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart. I wanted to share with you guys a little segment called Where Are They Now? And I got a notification from Abby Ray tonight, right before we started the show, that she has just released a music video, Black and White. And it's a really cool song of hers. We played her on our show on one of our previous episodes. So she's really awesome. So you guys should check out her new music video, Black and White, on YouTube. It's produced by Elliot Ashby, which is cool. So you guys will love it. So check that one out. And now we have Zara with our raw poetry, and she is with us on the line right now, and she's going to be able to share with us a poem that she has written. How are you doing, love?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing good. What poem do you have for us tonight?
I have a poem that's kind of along the lines of, you know, everything I like to do in my life, I do it 100%. So sometimes when you do 100%, you still have to walk away. So it's sort of acknowledging that you've done everything and just moving on from a situation. So what better way to do that than just smoke a cigar?
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Well, feel free to read it anytime you're ready.
Okay. Well, it's titled Light Up a Cigar. It would have been close to a decade 2 weeks ago it would have been close to a decade 2 weeks from now. A part of my life trying so hard to show you what you look like in my eyes. Night after night of the crater in my heart bleeding for you, watching you throw away every useful smile for a smoke-filled wrinkled grin. Those closest to me felt my pain in silence, never wanting to tell me to call time of death on us, simply watching me mourn you at my own pace. A picture says 1,000 words, but it also hides reality. I had you in my mind, what I wanted so desperately to believe. But how could you see honesty in a broken mirror? Whenever I'm lost, I close my eyes and just listen. Yourself knows what's best for it. I felt the last chapter closing. For the first time in nearly a decade, I feel release. Your time was up. Our time was up. No more apologies, no more excusable behavior. I gave you more chances than every fallen rose petal in the secret garden. I smoothed over the cracked clay, giving you a chance to recreate yourself. For the life of me, I could never show you the lessons that you were meant to learn. I promised you that you would never find someone like me, and maybe that is the one lesson you will learn, but only with time. I have no reservations in my heart for leaving you. I place down my bloody sword at your feet. We stand face to face, watching the mirage of what we were once fade away. I apologize for nothing. I have no room in my heart for you. You are no longer my concern, my care, or my thought. I loved you in a way people dream of. It caused so much envy in your past lovers that they still dream of my eyes, the way they looked at you, a sense of passion that they can only mimic with the perfect drug-induced cocktail in their hands. I have removed every part of you from my soul. You left me no choice, but it was my choice. I can't hold my breath for someone who would push me down further. Live your life with her. She will teach you everything I couldn't. She will hold you accountable for every action, every smirk, every missed call. She will love herself the way I loved you. I light up a cigar and exhale for the first time without any reservation. Watch me walk away and never look back. Let me be an old memory you choose to modify to make me the villain until time shows you your own reflection and you realize who the villain was in the corrupt fairy tale. You will see the daggers you placed in my back, the scars you left in my heart. But guess what? I genuinely could care less. You will cry for a lifetime when you realize what you've done. As for me, your flawed being created my flawless being. I want you to remember three things about me till they put the last nail in the coffin. I always keep my word, I don't speak bullshit, and everything I love like a rock star. Don't worry about me. I'm off to live life, truly and unconditionally live life.
Yeah, baby, love like a rock star.
Thank you.
Very cool, very cool.
Awesome. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, I absolutely do. I think it's so great. And I know you've been sending me some cool updates about the song Empires that you've been writing. So what would you like to say about that to people?
We finalized kind of the track for it, and we're going in with the vocalists within the next couple weeks. And then once it gets mixed up, it should be out probably, I would want to say, early May. So really excited about it. It took a lot of fine-tuning and perfection to just get it right. So it's super exciting. Loved the whole process. It's very addicting.
Very so, cool. It's so cool. And so true. Writing music is so addicting. It's so awesome.
Oh, my gosh, it is. And also, if all goes well, we will be showcasing it in Paris at the end of May for the broadcast we are trying to go to. So,
yes!
Me and you.
Absolutely, yes. So if you guys would like to donate to our cause and help pay our way to go to Europe, which you know you totally want to do, then you guys can totally go to Indiegogo.com and donate some money so we can give you lots of fun stuff, commercials and poetry books and CDs and all sorts of stuff, astrology readings. So help get us to Paris, please. That'd be awesome. Yes. And for everybody who would like to follow Zara throughout the week, you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com, and her Twitter is twitter.com/zibraham181. So thank you so much, baby girl, for being on the show with us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, as always. I love it.
Yay! Awesome. Well, you have a wonderful night, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks. All right, bye.
And now, before we get back to Elle with more of her music and interviewing her, we are going to play our sneak peek song of the week, and this is Sabrina Carpenter. She's a cute little girl, and she has really adorable music, really endearing voice. And this song is one of my favorites on her 6-song EP that she just releasing tomorrow. And this one is called Fall Apart by Sabrina Carpenter. Enjoy.
Dancing in the dark with you, I thank my lucky star.
with Sabrina Carpenter with Fall Apart, and that comes out tomorrow. So if you want that EP, there you are. And now we have Elle, who is on the line with us right now. And Elle, Zara, the girl that we were just talking to with Raw Poetry, we were just talking about a little bit off the air about how you really remind me sometimes of Amy Lee with your voice. Is she one of your musical influences as well?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, she's great. I grew up listening to Evanescence. Like, I used to listen to that first album I don't even know how many times. And Ben Moody was one of my super inspirations because he was like the main writer of that album, and I actually got to kind of work with him. So that was really, really awesome.
Aw, that is awesome. Yeah. Tell us about that experience.
Well, there's his girlfriend at the time. They might still be together, I'm not sure, but she loved the song that I had written, and they wanted to do like a remake of it. Like Ben wanted to like reproduce it and put their own spin on it, and they did, and it sounded awesome, and it was really cool experience because he's so great. He's really great.
That's awesome. So now we have somebody that's calling in that would like to say hello to you. So we have a caller. And hi, you're on the air. How are you? Seems like we're listening to our show in playback a little.
Yes, I think so.
Hi, you're on the air. Okay. They're probably just wanting to listen but not actually talk. So what we'll do is we will just go back interviewing. Some people are shy and that's not a problem. So do you have a special or do you have a favorite romantic movie?
Oh my gosh. Okay. The Notebook like kills everything else. Like it is just the best romance movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, absolutely. That is such a good movie. Oh my gosh. I think like no girl can sit through that without crying for the last, like, half hour of it.
Oh, my gosh. It's, like, the most intense. Like, if you need an emotional release, watch The Notebook.
Absolutely. For sure. So what can you tell us about your music that you've released? It seems like you have, what, a 5-song EP out? Or
you know, I think I kind of just dropped songs here and there. That's what I've been doing whenever they're like, you know, on like a TV show. But what I'm going to start doing in May, I'm going to start working on an album. So for everybody that's listening, yes, I'm going to have like an actual, you know, EP or album that I'm going to be releasing hopefully in the next like few months or so. I'm hoping it goes, you know, pretty fast, but we'll see how it goes. But so be expecting that at least
so
in the
cool
next, like 6 months or so would be like the latest.
Oh, that's awesome. So I have to ask you, because it seems like you probably have been asked this a lot, but it seems like one of your more popular songs, I Like Girls, that has been on the Real L Word. What can you tell us about that experience and having your song on that show?
So when I was writing that song, I initially had intended to like get a male vocalist to recut it. But then I was like, you know what? This is really swag if I just sing this. Like, because I'm totally, you know, all about, you know, gay rights. And I just think that it was such a cool, like, you know, position to sing from. So we shopped it to, you know, a bunch of people, and they really loved it, and it fit that show perfectly. So, you know, that was really cool.
Absolutely. I'm going to play this song for everybody now. You may have heard it on The Real L Word when it was on, but we are going to play it for you guys because it's a classic and we love it. So this is I Like Girls by LV, and I hope you guys enjoy it. We'll be right back. Thank you.
she lay you down. My girl party like a rock star. She must escape from the wild. My girl, yeah, she a queen. She get what she want and she does as she please. My girl is every man's dream. She know what she want and she does it like a puffer thing. And I give it to her just how she like it. And I listen to her cause she a foe. Think I'm in love with shorty, I can't fight it. She the baddest bitch that I ever fucking saw. And I swear I'm addicted. Whenever she next to me, baby got the best of me. Every time she says to me,
on The Real L Word. And now we have Jeff, who is on the line with us right now, and he's going to tell us a little bit about artists that are coming up that are amazing. So Jeff, who is our artist to watch this week?
All right, actually our artist to watch this week is actually a band that I found earlier this afternoon. Relatively new band. They've been together for about 3 years. They're called Family Band. Actually, if you look at their abbreviation, it's actually FMLYBNA. That's how they'll show up if you look for them on iTunes or anyplace else. These guys actually are a Southern California band. They've actually been friends for years upon years and all have been part of different bands at one point or another and kind of all started jamming together and realized that, you know, it worked. And they've been on tour for probably the last 2 years. They just came off a great tour with Milky Chance where they got some really solid reviews. And this is actually their new single that they just released April 7th. And it's actually part of a bigger promotion which they're doing that's going to last for the entire year of 2015. They're going to release a new single every single month through SoundCloud, iTunes, their actual website as well. And the idea is at the end of the year to put together a full album from that and release that. They sounded amazing live. I was able to catch a couple of YouTube concert shows for them and some excellent, excellent production there. They're turning electronica into indie pop and meshing it exceptionally well. So if you get a chance, check them out. They're on the road. They are all over the place, all right? So it'd be very easy to catch them live. Family Band, I think you'll probably like this song. And check them out.
Yes, this is the FML Band, just so you guys know. Awesome. So this is Euphoria, the song that we have by them tonight, which is very cool. So I hope you guys enjoy the song. And thank you so much, Jeff, for being our expert in our Artist to Watch category. So, enjoy. Euphoria by the Family Band, and you guys should definitely go check those out. They are very, very cool. And now we have Elle, and we have her on the line with us right now. So we are going to go back to her and Elle, what projects do you have coming up in the future?
Okay, so before I answer that question, my sister Audrina wanted me to give her a shout out. So hi, Audrey. okay, but projects in the future. I obviously my own, like I had mentioned before, and I'm so excited about it because I've just been, you know, working on so many other things that I kind of put it on the sidelines, you know what I mean? So I'm really excited to work on my own project, and I've been working on a lot lately on this new artist named Jetta, and she is just absolutely great. She had a song on Grey's Anatomy recently. Yeah, you can look her up on YouTube. She's absolutely excellent. And I'm signed with Rodney Jerkins, also known as Dark Child, and they've been working a lot together, and that's how I got to meet Jetta and work with her, and she might be doing some of the songs that we've been working on, so I hope that goes well, and she's so talented, so check her out. But other than that, just I'm just writing a lot of different things. I had there's this new artist named Smoke Ahanis on Capitol Records, and I got to meet her, and I may or may not have a couple songs on her album. I'm not sure yet. I have a few things on hold with different artists. So we'll see, you know, nothing set in stone, you know, so I can't really say exactly.
But no, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's just recently. So.
And what is your main goal with your music? Like, what do you wish you could communicate to your fans with your music?
My main goal with my music is, like, I just want to be, like, a relatable source for people. I want to sing about some topics that are hard to sing about or most people might not really talk about, you know, like, and I think love songs are great, too. I do those as well, and I try to also, though, like, coordinate doing different things as well, because I want, like, basically the reason why I love Coldplay so much is because when he does his lyrics and their music, it's like they ask a lot of questions in their music, and it makes you think. I want to make people think, you know, when they listen to my songs. And the end result that I'm trying to get to with my music is not just with people but with animals. Like, I really, really, really want to help animals and help push animal rights and all that stuff because, you know, there's really just not enough people doing that. They need us. So that's something I really want to get into even more than I am now, is animal rights and, you know, getting bills passed and all this stuff. So that's what I'm aiming for.
So
aiming high.
No, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but I foster and rescue a lot of cats. And I always have, I know, I love to have fellow animal lovers on the show. And I think that's so inspirational that you're wanting to help pass things in a legal way and, you know, an advocate for those that can't speak for themselves. And that's so beautiful.
Thank you so much. I just, they need us, you know, so I'm so glad that you do that. I do that as well. And it's just the best thing anyone could ever do because one of my really, really, really great friends, her name is Odessa, she told me a quote one time, and I actually got a tattoo of it, but she said, to rescue is to be rescued, and it's so true. It is so,
so
true because any, like all the animals I've rescued, they have touched my heart in a way that I cannot even put into words and made me such a better person. So,
are you rescuing any right now? Like, do you have any current fosters?
I just rescued, and I'm keeping him.
Yay!
I just rescued, his name is Sage, and I just got him about, like, almost 2 months ago, because recently I had to put the love of my life to sleep. He was very sick, so, and my other dog was lonely, so I needed to get him a buddy, and we're getting closer and closer every day, and he's really great, so.
What type of dogs do you have?
I have a cockapoo, and he's little, and he's blind in one eye, and he walks in a zigzag. It's really cute.
Oh,
and then I have The new one is like twice his size. He's like 30 pounds, and he is like a terrier poodle mix, and he's super, super awesome. So.
That is so cool. Yeah. So beautiful.
Yeah.
And I know we're getting to the end of our show, but I would love for you to give the links to your websites and social media that people can get a hold of you and hear your music and follow along with you through your career.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely check out my SoundCloud. I'm always posting new music, and I have a variety of stuff on there, which is soundcloud.com, and it's LV Music, ELLEZEE Music. You can go there, and it'll be a bunch of stuff. And then sometimes I put stuff on YouTube, and then also you can add my fan page through Facebook. Just type in LV, and it'll come up.
Oh, very, very cool. Well, thank you so much for being with us on the show with us tonight. We are going to finalize the show with an inspirational song called The Art of Who I Am, which is your song. So we're going to complete this with you right now with that. So thank you so much
for being
on our show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, sweetheart.
Have a
great night tonight.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
And you too, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And this is The Art of Who I Am by LV, and I hope you guys enjoy it. That was The Art of Who I Am by LV. Now we are going to hear a poem from Lydia in her Shakespeare in Love segment. But stay tuned through that, because we are going to go back to more music by L. We have The Black Light. We have The Enemy that we're going to play for you guys. We have Wildflowers, Exhale, and Nocturnal. So you guys are going to love it. So thank you guys all for listening to our show tonight. We will be back next Monday with more love music. And I hope you guys have a great night. So this is Lydia, and for you guys to follow along with her throughout the week, you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/Lydia Mayan. And this is Lydia.
Hi, Jamie. Today, we live and learn as our educations are teaching us corporate greed and narcissism. We want to grow, teaching kids about becoming a cancer to this planet, growing, expanding, and splitting cells until we get obese and trapped in our rooms. We are in the matrix, stuck to our screens as we are tweeted and Instagrammed to fill and fuel our empty hearts. Our mirror neurons being taught immorality is the norm, caring not for those that stand up for others, but thinking everybody should be like us, because we are the norm, and we is all we care about, not the kids sleeping on the street or the mom who cannot pay for health care. As we change our laws to benefit ones in power, one hostile takeover to another, giving the property of the people and individual to larger corporations. Nature being handed over to the corporations as the aristocracy of today sprays toxins over crops and refuse to eat their toxic harvest. They eat organic. States banning the use of climate change. It is a witch hunt. You get blamed or burned at the stake if you say the evil spell. Climate change. The whole state will be under the sea soon as we are turning into a modern day Atlantis. Riots on the streets, moving from A to B like cattle by SWAT teams, so that the people in the Matrix won't find out what's really going on in this world. War camps didn't really exist for most people during World War II. It was something people made up, some conspiracy theory that cannot really be true. This war has started, an Iron Curtain protecting us from radiation under threat, as some grown-ups like to play Monopoly and Warcraft for real. They do not like the digital version. They want to see blood for some reason. Some real casualties. Serial killers on a larger scale using innocent men as pawns. Men who want to do what's right but cannot see how they're being pawned off for some temporal satisfaction. Anyway, I hope you're having a great night. By the way, for those of you who've been following on the Maslin House protests, the Occupy Amsterdam situation, actually Occupy Universities, I guess what it is. So today, the students made the agreement with the university that they were going to leave the premises and hand it back over to the university as they were had made agreements on most of the issues they were protesting against. So they had an agreement, and I mean, it's on YouTube and you can hear the people agree to the agreement. And then instead of waiting till Monday, on Sunday, the university board decided to hire some SWAT teams and basically arrest and get rid of all the students that were still in the building organizing a festival and having some teachers give a lecture. So because of that, today hundreds, probably thousands of people went on the streets to show support of what the students have been doing, to show that to the rest of the country that there's a lot of people supporting these students, as they don't want corporations to control the education system. So, yeah, I don't know really what's going to happen next or how the media is going to pick it up, because up to now the media hasn't really been favoring the students at all, even though, like, a lot of people have been in favor of the protests. So, yeah, I'll keep you updated and let you know what happens next week. Anyway, big hug, night, bye.
we can escape to a neon place. Can you trust me?
Oh, my gravity. Follow you down to the edge of the water. Dance with my shadow till it's gone. All this will vanish with the dawn. Keep me in the dark. Oh, I feel like turtle. Above the stratosphere, I follow you to the end of the universe. To falling silhouettes without a safety net, I hold my breath as you watch me surrender.
To me, I always had to bite my tongue.